This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Rutlieb. There's been a surge in early voting in many parts of the state this year. In 2014, the last non-presidential election in Vermont, roughly 17% of people who cast a ballot actually voted days and sometimes weeks earlier using the early voting system. This year, it's estimated the percentage will double on a statewide basis. So why are more people turning to the early voting system, and could it eventually lead to something like internet voting in Vermont? We thought we'd pose these questions to VPR senior reporter Bob Kinzel in another edition of Ask Bob. Hey there, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So give us a sense of how early voting has grown in Vermont over the past three decades or so.
Mitch, there's been a big change, and I think the way we even talk about this type of voting says it all. In 1986, we described this as casting, quote, an absentee ballot, and voters needed to have a pretty good reason for not being able to show up on election day. You know, you almost had to have a note from your doctor. So in 1986, which was an off-presidential year election, of all the people who voted that year, just under 7% used the absentee ballot system. This represented about 13,000 voters. Then in 1993, the requirement that you had to have a good excuse was dropped from Vermont election law. And the following year, in the 1994 election, the number increased to just under 10%. And at this time, voters could cast their ballots within 30 days of the election. In 2009, the time frame was increased to 45 days before the election to comply with federal election law, and folks were really encouraged to vote early. And in 2016, which was a presidential election year, almost 30% of all votes that were cast used the early voting system in Vermont. And this year, the predictions that the percentage will increase again. So it's become a very popular way for many people to vote.
That's amazing. And that 45-day window you're talking about before the actual election in Vermont, does that make Vermont the earliest voting availability state?
It does. You know, some states are 2 weeks, some states are 3 weeks, some states are 30 days, and then there are a handful of states that are 45 days, and Vermont is one of those.
So what's so popular and attractive about early voting? Why do you think people are doing this?
You know, I think it's a matter of convenience, Mitch. Before 1993, you had to go to your town clerk and explain why you were going to be away on election day. Some people probably thought, you know, this is not worth the effort, and so they didn't vote at all. And compare that experience to today, where there are several ways to vote early. You know, you can just call your town clerk and request a ballot by mail. They mail it to you. You mail it back. You're done. Or if you want, you can drop it off at the town clerk's office. Or if you happen to be near the town clerk's office sometime, you can just step in and vote. So for folks who know ahead of time who they're going to be voting for, they can request a ballot, vote at their convenience at home, simply mail the ballot back in. There's another factor, too, I think. In some elections, people have waited in line for a long, long time to vote. So early voting has become a viable alternative.
People don't like standing in line. I can't imagine why not. The only caveat, of course, being that if you do change your mind, too bad. You can't get your ballot back. That's one thing people do need to know about early voting. You have to make up your mind and stick to it. Bob, do we know if some towns tend to use early voting more than others in Vermont?
They definitely do. It's fascinating, Mitch. The statewide average in 2016 was roughly 30%. Now, in Brattleboro, the early voting rate was roughly 55%. Think about that. More than half the voters in Brattleboro cast their ballots before Election Day. It's the highest rate in the state. And on the other side, in Belvedere in 2016, only 4% of the vote was done by early ballot. That's one of the lowest rates in the state.
Is there any explanation for why some towns like Brattleboro are so into early voting, others are not?
Well, I think in very general terms, Mitch, the more rural parts of Vermont tend to use early voting less. You know, voters there don't usually face huge lines on election day. One town clerk told me that people in his community, they like the tradition of voting on election day itself. It's an opportunity to gather with their neighbors. It's a ritual they feel very strongly about. But in our larger, more populated towns, folks, they might not feel that same sense of community. So early voting has become very popular.
I know that you've talked to Secretary of State Jim Condos a number of times about, he says that Vermont's voting system is secure. A lot of that is because there are some paper ballots, but some states are now allowing internet voting in some elections. What's the outlook for that in Vermont?
You're right. A number of states are looking at internet voting and or using touchscreen voting machines. And under current Vermont law, both of these methods of voting would be illegal. That's because Vermont law requires that there be a paper ballot when a person votes. And it could be counted by hand in some of our smaller communities, or the ballot once marked could be fed into an optical scan machine. But either way, there is a paper ballot. So think about what this means for recounts. When you have a recount on a touchscreen machine, you can go back and check the vote, but there's no way to determine if the count was correct in the first place. And the same would be true for internet voting. Now, in Vermont, when there's a local or a statewide recount, all of the ballots are collected from every town and brought to Superior Court, where they're either recounted by hand or run through an optical scan machine. And as long as Vermont has a law requiring that there be a paper ballot, it's very unlikely that we'll see internet voting or touchscreen voting anytime in the future.
And finally, Bob, do you think that early voting has changed the strategy of campaigns at all?
You know, Mitch, I really think it has. In the old days, campaigns might spend a ton of money on media, especially television, you know, in the final 10 days or 2 weeks of the campaign. Well, now it's likely that a third of all voters have already voted by that time. So I think the campaigns are investing more of their resources on social media and early media strategies to reflect this major change. And remember, people who vote early, they've already made up their minds. So in the last 2 weeks, the campaigns now are probably targeting a fair number of undecided voters in addition to turning out their base.
Bob Kinzel is a senior reporter here at VPR. He's been covering the State House since 1981. That is longer than any continuously serving member of the legislature. Bob, thank you so much.
Mitch, it's my pleasure.
And if you have a question for Bob Kinzel that you'd like answered, you can write to us at news@vpr.net and just put Ask Bob in the subject line.